Thank you, Ian. We have our final batch of news stories on this part of Chatterbox. A former canary's favourite enters the lion's den at a new zoo experience. Vapours could be charged on each new device to stop battery blazes. And there is to be a social housing boost for the city.
As England prepared for their crucial World Cup group clash against Panama, three lions of a different sort gave a roaring welcome to a former Norwich City fan's favourite. With football fever continuing to capture the nation, former Canary star Onel Hernandez was the pride of the pack as he joined staff at Africa Alive, the popular walking safari and zoo in Kessingland near Lowestoft. The Cuban winger, who still lives in Norwich, proved to be the main man as he became the first person to take part in the zoo's lion experience. The three new lions, Bertie, Mac and Will, who are just over a year and a half old, arrived at Africa Alive from ZSL Whipsnade Zoo in Bedfordshire in May. Stepping behind the scenes at the zoo that contains more than 300 animals and over 75 habitats, the tricky winger went into the lion's den as he delivered a specially prepared football for the trio, before serving up a treat as he fed the northern lions.
A community library, which only opened a few months ago, has been struck by thieves twice in 3 days. Sarah Dance, who lives in NR3, launched the free library service, dubbed NR Free Library, in April to make reading more accessible to her neighbourhood. The library near Mousehold Heath was stocked by Miss Dance from her personal collection. She would also add books she picked up from charity shops, while others sometimes donated to it. But thieves ransacked the little cabinet of most of its contents. Then, 2 days later, the cabinet itself had also been taken.
Norwich City Council is poised to throw its weight behind a national drive for a mandatory deposit scheme on vapes, aimed at stamping out the fires caused when the devices are disposed of incorrectly. If ministers choose to act, anyone buying a vape would pay an extra £5 at the till, which would then be refunded when they hand the device back. Shops would be forced to take back any vape, no matter where it was bought. The motion, tabled by the council's Liberal Democrats, comes amid growing alarm over the blazes sparked when vapes are tossed in with household waste. It comes after a huge blaze at a recycling site in Cossey earlier this month, which fire bosses believe was caused by a single discarded lithium battery. As well as lobbying ministers, the motion would commit the council to increase awareness of vape and battery recycling points across the city and work with Norfolk County Council and waste contractors to improve safe disposal. A report on the scale of the problem locally, including any bin or recycling fires, would be brought back within 6 months.
More than £5.5 million has been approved to help build 127 new social rent homes in Norwich. Norfolk County Council's reform-run cabinet has agreed to hand the funding to Places for People Living Plus for the development on the former Woodside School site off Whitard Road in Heartsease. Planning permission was granted by Norwich City Council last month. The 5.3-acre scheme will include 77 independent living apartments, 22 supported living apartments and bungalows, and 28 family homes. The County Council says the investment will help more people stay independent while reducing the need for costly residential care. Scott Hussey, Cabinet Member for Adult Social Care and Public Health, said, "This is part of a wider strategy of trying to prevent people going into care homes."
It's time for Lynette and me to say goodbye now and hand over to Lorna Jesty and Mike Spivey for the next part of Chatterbox.
Goodbye.